the chance to return home for good, to see what's left and to start to rebuild. In three towns across the river from New Orleans, people got to do just that today, as the communities of Lafitte, West Wego, and Gretna sounded the all clear. NPR's Tom Goldman spent the day in Gretna.
At Carr Drug Store this morning, there was meaning in the mundane, like the simple act of answering a telephone.
Good morning, Carr Drugs. This is Lisa. Can I help you? Yes. Just fine. How are you? It's a beautiful day in Gretna.
Carr Drugs was one of the few Gretna businesses up and running, but it was up and running. Owner Lisa Carr was back behind the counter and back in her house after being driven out like so many others by the hurricane.
It's wonderful. I now know the day of the week. I was starting to lose track of the day of the week because you don't have your routine and you don't know if it's Sunday or Tuesday or what day of the week it is. So I'm back in my routine and you flop into your own bed at night and you go, oh, yay, I'm home. Okay, I'm fine now. I'm okay. I'm in my bed at night. I'm fine.
Utility crews around Gretna worked to get electricity to all of the city. The day started with power at about 90%. But the sewer system and water lines were up and running. The state gave Gretna residents the okay to stop boiling tap water. You can easily see the skyline of downtown New Orleans from Gretna, but thanks to luck, perhaps, or the capricious nature of hurricane winds, Gretna was spared the lethal flooding and devastation. But locals say there's another reason they're coming back to a largely intact city. In the immediate aftermath of the storm, Gretna closed its borders. Mindful of the looting and gunfire going on in New Orleans, Gretna Mayor Ronnie Harris says police set up checkpoints around the town, keeping everyone out and Gretna citizens in.
Approximately 4,000 to 5,000 stayed inside our city limits. And when all of the civil unrest was going on, the governor's office asked me if we needed buses. And I took a good guess because my residents told me later, said, Mayor, we feel more protected in Gretna than anywhere else. We don't want to leave. And that, to me, showed the resilience of our community.
But it angered others. New Orleans Mayor Ray Nagin blasted Gretna for turning away desperate evacuees, most of whom were African Americans. Mayor Harris bristles at charges of racism. He says some of the Gretna cops manning the checkpoints were black. And Harris says over a two-day period, Gretna officials bussed 1,600 New Orleans evacuees to safe places with food and water. Harris acknowledges there are still people in Gretna who need help. 50-year-old Sherman Mortensen worked at a small door company before the storm. It's still shut down, and Mortensen has no job. At 7:30 this morning, he sat in front of his house drinking a Budweiser, not exactly celebrating Gretna's reopening.
You come back, now you got no money. So what? The places open up for business. That, you got no money.
A local bank announced its reopening to get cash back into the community. Meanwhile, Mayor Harris says he's happy but not joyful about the all-clear order in Gretna. Says the mayor, we've got a lot of work to do. Tom Goldman, NPR News, New Orleans.